If you look at the last 8 years, there's been 5 trophies, and the vast majority...
I'm glad you looked at 8 years anyway, not no. 3.
But don't worry, that's the first part of the question. I'm seeing it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
This is Off The Ball Breakfast.
Ireland's sports breakfast show.
Right, let's go to Paris and delighted to say good morning to Greta Strimaceta, who just finished fourth in her final of the 1500. Greta, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, guys. All good here. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Fourth is such a great achievement. It's a new European record. And yet at the same time, it must be a little bit bittersweet.
It is. I think I'm trying to be like, look at the positives, that it was my season's best. I would say when I look back, I wanted to go in a better position that I was. I knew where I stand in the race. I knew that there had to be some magic, or there had to be, or one of the athletes had to make a mistake for me to challenge for that third, because on the day we never know how things go. But I'll have to take 4 for now, and hopefully next games I'll reach the podium, or even third would be, at this point would be great.
I think if you go and you run your fastest time, then you know you've done your absolute best. I know there must be some disappointment, but have you made an accommodation yet with the fact that you couldn't literally have done no more?
Yeah, to be honest, so this is the European record to qualify. It's a European championship record. My personal best would be faster than that. But that was my season's best. So I do have to take it that I was able to produce my best this season on the day. I just probably hope that I would have been quicker after 3 years once again we all compete against each other. I thought that I would have wanted to be in a better position that I was, to be able to actually in a better position to challenge for the medal.
You finished fifth in Tokyo, so you're getting one step closer.
Yes, you can look at it that way. Yes.
Is the plan to continue going to LA? It sounds like it is.
Yeah. So I think I'll definitely try and aim for another games, and then afterwards we'll have to wait. We'll have to see. Yeah,
Greta, when you're talking about putting yourself in a better position, is that in terms of physically ahead of the event, mentally ahead of the event? Like, did you come in to the games at the absolute peak of your powers?
Well, this season wasn't the season. I wouldn't call it my best seasons, to be honest. That's why, you know, this was the best, like my season's best says it all, that the 432 was my season's best. You know, when you go to Paralympic Games, you want to go in the best shape as possible in terms of running the fastest times beforehand. That gives you more confidence that you actually, for you to be closer to challenge the medal. I knew that for me that to happen, like I had to run a massive personal best, and it just wasn't there this season. And, you know, so I would say from that perspective, but I was very calm. I enjoyed every moment of it. The crowd was absolutely amazing, and I was ready to do my best. I was ready to push as hard as I could and execute the race as best as I could, and that's the result that we got.
And in terms of executing the race, you know, you mentioned that maybe something magical needed to happen, or something, somebody trips, falls, something happens just unexpected and allows you in. Was there anything in the preparation when you were putting out your tactical plan that you felt you could have done to sort of force the issue, to unnerve some of the other, or did you just have to run your normal race?
Well, no, from my key element was that I had to make sure that the first lap wasn't slow. So that was my aim, because the first three finishers, they're fast. And then I knew that if in order for me to be in best position, I had to be able to close as fast as I could. And I didn't want to get any other athletes involved in that situation. So that was the aim of the race. And I think it kind of worked out a bit differently because the winner of the race took the race on. And she made sure that the pace is going to be nice and fast. So then in my head, the plan changed it. And then I had to, okay, Greta, like, what's next? Because that, I was prepared to put myself in that situation and lead that first lap. So it all turned out to be a bit different. And that's where I had to, okay, what's next plan? What is the best way to execute the race? And but the second element of it was to make sure that I'll finish as strong as I could, because looking back in Tokyo, that's where I was past, on the line, the last 200. So I didn't want to leave it to chance. I was like, and I was like, you have to make sure that you'll be strong. And that's why, just because I was strong that last lap, I was able to move myself to the fourth.
This is your third Olympics, right? Third Paralympics.
Yes.
What's the difference in the experience from a personal perspective? Like, obviously, we keep talking about how this is a home game for us and it's so much easier for people you know to make it to the stadium, and the crowds just seem to be absolutely fully embracing the experience of what it's actually like to have a Paralympics in Paris. So is that something that you can feel? Is it a bit more nebulous than that? Like, does it have an impact on you?
Well, in the positive way possible. So Saturday, when the race was on, it was almost 75,000 people in the crowds. And the reality is, let's say from para sport perspective, and I'll also comparing to the games that we had in Tokyo where we had COVID, and then when in Rio, the crowds were there, but they were smaller. Like, this is the biggest crowd I've probably ever competed in my entire life. And the reality is that in para sport, we don't get that often. So for us, it's massive. Like, so that's when I was, you know, walking towards my start line, I was like, Greta, soak it all in. Soak it all, every moment, every bit of it. Like, and I was so calm. I was like, I have to take this moment, because the reality is we don't know when we're going to have that. We don't know when there's going to be another major championships hosted in Europe. We don't know that yet. We don't know when we're going to have crowds like this. So I think for me, I was, and also being at my third game, I was like, brother, you just have to soak it in every moment, because the reality is we have another 4 years ahead. And it's 4 years, so you don't know. Things happen. You know, you have to appreciate every moment.
And how do you make sure that soaking it in is something that doesn't take you out of your plan and your routine? And what's that balance?
Well, I think what for me it really works. Like, I knew what I had to do. So I knew what the plan was. I knew what I had to do. So that really, like, I was certainly very nervous before the race. I was. But it's great because I have very good people around me. So they kind of kept me calm and grounded, and also all the tools that, you know, we established with sports psychologists to be able to handle these elements. But when I walked into the stadium, I knew what I had to do. And I was like, you just have to just go for it. And that's because you can't control, like, what you can control is like what you can control. And also, like, you did it so many times. So all these little things that you remind yourself, and then you're kind of just, you just have to go for it. And I think, like, also I didn't want, in my mind, I was like, I don't want, like, the extreme nerves to actually take the experience of it all, soaking in the atmosphere. And I feel like I was just, and also I knew the girls, I raced them multiple times. So I feel like all these elements, when they come together and when you really recognize them, that really helped for me at the start line, just enjoyed. And my coach, Phelan, he also said to enjoy it. So all these elements, I think, really helped for me to actually be in the present moment.
Well, that's the value of experience, really. That's the whole point of having been at the previous games and just feeling the maturity to be able to both enjoy it, soak it in, explain about it afterwards, and then also produce your season's best.
Yes. I think so too. I think so. Because I feel like as an athlete, the first games, it's always going to be the first games. Like you can never, it's always going to be that feeling, the completely different feeling that I am than I have at the moment. Because I also, you know, it's my third games. I've grown as an athlete. I'm much older. My first games was 21 and now I'm 29. So, you know, you're growing as a person, you grow as an athlete, and you just, I feel like, look at things a bit differently.
Listen, Greta, what happens next? The opportunity to enjoy Paris and the rest of the games?
Yeah, so I'm actually very excited for Orla's coming for the race. So I'll be watching her heat and then the final. So I can't wait to watch her because I feel like she's going to be amazing.
Well, listen, congratulations on a great Games for you. Thanks a million for joining us. Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you so much.